All right, here in a second, we're going to talk to Primetime, Deion Sanders. He was to join us a few weeks ago in studio, and I think his flight got canceled, so he wasn't able to make it to Dallas. He's going to join us by phone here in a minute. I enjoy watching Deion during the football season. I like to see who balls out so they get the call. He always talks to his Primetime players. Whoever has a big game on Sunday, they'll do some sort of FaceTime with him on the NFL Network on Sunday night. I still make that part of my NFL routine in the fall. I'm always interested to hear what Deion has to say. I think he's pretty funny. He and LT, when they break down a game or an individual performance. And hopefully we'll get Deion on here any second.
With us today.
You going to talk hair with him since you've got a looming mohawk?
Yes. Deion does have a different look. Thanks to Restore, he has hair again. He went with the bald look for a while, but he's got hair, and it looks great. And he joins us now on our ticket hotline. Hey, Primetime, how are you?
I look exceptional, by the way. I don't look great.
Yeah, how is the hair, thanks to Restore? How's it looking as we get set for the season?
It's probably shaved probably 7-8 years off of my look, my overall perception. And I feel young. I feel better. I feel better about me. It's not a choice. Who wakes up to say, you know what, I want to be bald? No one wakes up like that.
And you're not anymore. And, yeah, we had you in the studio last year. It was pretty remarkable when you and Brian Urlacher came up here.
Trust me, Nate Newton lets me hear about it every day that I have hair. I promise you. He's relentless. And I said nothing to him when he was all up over the signs with Dr. Kim. I said nothing to him when he was on every night.
Well, and if someone is bald, Restore is the way to go, right?
There you go. And we have now, we're located in Dallas, so we can take care of the business right here.
Okay.
RestoreHair.com is the website. RestoreHair.com.
All right, you ready for the season? And how good do you think the Cowboys are, the Cowboy version with Zeke and the Cowboy version without Zeke?
Okay, first and foremost, why is the big uproar with Zeke? Let's really get that out. When has the last time Zeke played in preseason?
19.
Maybe his rookie year?
Right. So why? Why an urgency to get a man into something that he ain't gonna do anyway? He's not missing anything.
Yes.
We don't need preseason. Preseason needs Zeke. Stop caring about, we got to stop majoring on the minor. No one cares about preseason at all. Now, the thing that I'm more apt to care about is you got a young man who's arguably the best back in the league, but I don't think he's ever going to be happy. Why are you saying this, Mr. Primetime? Well, I'm saying this because no matter what he gets, he's still going to make significantly less than Dak. And you're not going to be happy with Dak making two times what you make because of the way the NFL is structured. Do I agree? Not whatsoever. I'm from the school that if you're the best player, you get paid the most. The baseball player, is he the best player? He gets paid the most. The basketball player, the best player, gets paid the most. Soccer as well. Just because you have quarterback by your name amongst the league, that doesn't necessitate that you should be paid the most money. Not for one reason. That's why the darn Jacksonville Jaguars went in shambles last season. Now they had to rectify the situation and they got it fixed. So I don't think you're going to ever see a happy Zeke, no matter what. I want him to get paid. I want him to get every dime he has coming to him, but I don't feel like he's ever going to be happy.
Do you think they can win at a decent rate without him, or will it ultimately catch up with them?
You don't win in rates. Either you win or you lose. No one remembers who didn't win. We remember Tom Brady and them. I don't even call them the Patriots. They're Tom Brady and them because they always win. No one cares about a rate. We care about winning it all. That's what the great ones do. You want to win it all.
Okay, can they win the Super Bowl without him?
I have no idea. It depends. This season has a lot of variables. It starts with your offensive line. I feel like that's in better tech now, that you can do some positive things that you weren't able to do a year ago. I really do. Now, a lot of things have to happen, especially defensively. When the Cowboys were the Cowboys, and that's what you guys want, it was a consistency and a common thread defensively that stood the test of time, that warrants you four darn NFC championship games, three Super Bowl deriving from that. Consistency on the defensive side of the ball. You saying the defense is good? I say they're pretty decent, pretty darn good. I say they're pretty good. But the consistency needs to be intact. And you do need Zeke at some point.
Yeah, and that may be his final playing card too, right? Is that, hey, if you're going to get to where you want to get, Jerry, you're going to need me at some point.
Well, I would have did it differently. I would have came in, worked my butt off, got the fan support, and got them on my back. And then if you didn't compensate me, then I would have left.
Yes.
But I would have been here doing the training. I would approach it a little different.
Yep, I think that's right.
You know, to each his own. Because he's not, they're not missing anything. He doesn't play in preseason anyway. You're not missing anything.
Yeah, I guess it's just the threat, the fact that now we're a week and change away from the opener. It's starting to look like he is going to miss real action.
Well, I'm not going to say that. And I really don't think this is a Jerry Jones production. I think this is a Stephen Jones production. That says a lot in itself as well. But you're not missing anything. We tossing and turning over something that he wasn't going to play anyway.
So there's no value to a guy being with the team before the season starts?
No.
Hmm.
Why? He don't play.
Why do they have in training camp? Like, why is Dak there? He shouldn't be there either.
Dak's a quarterback. Quarterback has to be there.
Hmm.
Zeke could catch a taxi to the game and go get 100. You don't have to ride over there with the darn team. You don't need that whatsoever.
But as you did say, you would have handled it differently. There would have been some value to him being around the team for whatever.
No. This is business-wise. Business-wise.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Because I was always thinking business. And you win with fans. You win with media. That's how you win a negotiating game. You don't negotiate against the owner. You negotiate with the fans and the media. That's who you leverage, not the owner.
Let's say he does get here. You mentioned the defense. What's your take on Dak? How good do you think he is?
I think Dak is up in the middle of the second tier. When I say second tier, now you got to understand. Let's go third tier. Tom Brady is out there like a kite. He's flying three blocks over on the screen, okay? You're not going to get him. He's a guy. Then you got Drew Brees and that whole level and that whole group right there, okay? Mm-hmm. Then after that, you got the Bens, and I feel like Dak is up in there. I feel like Dak is around that area because the guy shows up to work. The guy's consistent. The guy do everything you ask him to do. And he's unflappable.
And arrows still pointed up, probably?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. I mean, you haven't had consistency in your offense, with an offensive line and receivers, in quite some time. But he's done a great job understanding all of that and flipping through that. You haven't had a dominant receiver since Dez until when you made the trade last year. A great trade for you. Worked out well.
Now, when you look at the Cowboys' big three on offense, Dak, Zeke, and Amari, which do you think will most likely need to go to RestoreHair.com and which will probably never need it?
Dak. I need to get Dak in there.
It's starting to go.
I need to get Dak in there immediately. I can help Dak now. And I don't know what Witten had. You forgot Witten. I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. You need to talk to him.
That's a mess.
You got to talk to him.
you guys are trying to play like you don't see it. it's like your wife come back with a whole weave, and you guys are like, baby, you didn't notice that? Come on now.
I'm having fun.
I'm man enough to say I got help.
What you got going on the NFL Network this year? You still going to make the call if someone balls?
So make the call someone balls, call it like it is. You know, that's what I do, man. I talk about what transpired there after the games. I love it. I get to give you my take on what transpired or what should have happened.
Yeah, I tune in. I like it. I enjoy your breakdown every Sunday night with LT.
I appreciate it, man. We're going to go in a different direction this year, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a good show.
You know, George here next week is getting a mohawk. Did you ever have a mohawk? Do you have any advice for him when it comes to that kind of hair?
No. Black folks really don't do the mohawk thing. But, you know, we have different ways we go, but we really don't do the mohawk thing. But, you know, to each his own. I'm proud of you, man. What prompted the mohawk?
I said when the Cowboys were 3-5 last year that there's no way Jason Garrett would be their head coach this year. And if he was, I'd get a mohawk.
Why? Why are you so actively trying to get Jason Garrett out of there? What, first of all, can I be his Johnny Cochran for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Jason Garrett is a really smart guy.
I agree.
I'm going to let you in on a conversation I had with Jason. I think it was at the, it might have been on the plane coming back from the combine or whatever. I like, Jason, you look, if they get you, let them get you your way. What I mean by that, I remember I was playing against the Washington Redskins one time, and they had Art Monk and the trio, Sanders, Clark, Doug Williams was back there, and they lit us up in Atlanta. I mean, lit us up. And Art Monk ran like a stuttered goal, and I was in the slot. I rarely guard the slot because I'm too aggressive in the slot. And he beat me for a touchdown. And I told myself as I was running back to the sideline, no, I was backed off, and I was looking in the backfield. If you beat me, you're going to beat me my way. And from then on, I was bumping Ron City. You wasn't getting off that ball. We was going to be right there. If you beat me, you're going to beat me with everything I had personally, so I could feel better about it. Mm-hmm. And saying that, Jason, man, I said, man, if they get you, if they talk about terminating you, call the darn plays, man. Go out your way. Don't take the hit from somebody else calling the darn plays and putting your team in a situation that you don't want to be in when you are a wonderful offensive mind. You know this game. He's one of the smartest quarterbacks I ever played with. I promise you. And a great guy.
So you think he's calling the plays, not Kellen Moore this year?
No, I wish he would. I'm not saying he's going to do that.
Oh, I got you.
That's what I recommend.
Yeah.
That's what I recommend. Because if you want to go out your way, man.
Yeah, that's solid advice. And I wasn't trying to get rid of him. I just didn't think I didn't think he'd be back because I thought they were done last year. At 3-5.
Where are you going? I mean, the thing
I don't know.
You guys act like it's a plethora of great coaches just hanging out down the tollway.
Yeah, I know.
Jerry just goes, well, where do you go?
I was going to suggest you coach the Cowboys.
I'm too honest. My 53-man roster by the end of the game would be probably at 27 because I'm cutting people during the game.
Hey, Dion. Mr. T was black and he had a mohawk.
Yeah, what about Mr. T? He had a mohawk.
Yeah, but I like that because you called him Mr. I brought Mr. T in one time when I played for the Falcons to speak to the whole team in Chicago. It was classic, man. That was one of the most intelligent men I've ever met. I promise you. I know you wouldn't think so, but Mr. T was really intelligent, and he named himself Mr. so he could always command respect.
I think he's a really interesting guy, you know. And didn't he have cancer like 15 years ago? He was on death's door and battled back from that?
I don't know about all that.
Well, sorry to bring that up then.
Yeah, way to go, Gordo.
Yeah, we're having fun talking about
hair
now.
It's an awkward ending to our interview, but we appreciate the time, prime time.
Way to be a downer, Gordo.
Yeah, I was a real downer there at the end. But
we got Christmas coming up. That's a good thing,
well,
right?
We still got a ways till Christmas. But, hey, the NFL's about to start, and we appreciate the time this morning, Dion.
You guys take care, man. You got Halloween coming up, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Thank you for that.
I'm going as Mr. T without a mohawk.
All right, we'll see you. There he is, prime time, Deion Sanders. Check him out on the NFL Network this fall. Up next, Gordo's Corner.
Boy, always a wild ride there. Yes, next, we're going to talk about man versus animal.